Everyone knows the Frankenstein legend, right? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Raymond Voisvert, professor of philosophy at Siena College, takes a deeper look.
Frankenstein. The very word stirs up images and issues. A square-headed creature, bolts in the neck, humans wanting to be gods, unintended consequences. Such images and issues result from the films of the 1930s, not from the original story written by 18-year-old Mary Shelley. The novel, published two centuries ago, March 11, 1818, is more talked about than read. The distortions started with stage adaptations. The first was called presumption, that is, a mere human presuming to take on a godlike role as creator. The 1931 movie, based on a later play, highlighted two things. The creature was given a defective brain, and the scientist, Frankenstein, uttered his famous line, "Now I know what it feels like to be God." Shelley's novel does not highlight presumption. It draws attention to the consequences of abandoning parental responsibilities. Victor Frankenstein, circumventing female involvement entirely, brings all by himself a new creature to life. The resultant being is immediately rejected by its father. Because it is ugly, the creature is also rejected, shunned, and attacked by everyone he meets. He is depicted by Shelley as the classic other, the ugly, different one, judged only by external appearance. The novel is, as widely assumed, a cautionary tale. But it's not about wanting to become like God. It's about taking fatherly responsibility seriously. It's about judging others on character and not on looks. The story warns about what happens if someone is never lovingly hugged. The creature had neither biological birth nor motherly caresses. There was also another major absence, no fatherly tenderness. Victor Frankenstein's vice is not that he wants to become like God. His flaw is turning away from the responsibilities of fatherly affection.
That was Raymond Voisvert of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.